Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, and we have a couple of new people to talk to from the library, which is always exciting. From the downtown Fredericksburg branch, from the research department, Alicia Barnes is here. Alicia, great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. And Christine Carlson is the youth services department head at the Salem Church branch. Hi.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here. Before we get into, we got a lot of stuff to get through this morning, but since you're new, we need to know a little bit about you. Christine, I'll start off with you. Is working in a library and being a librarian, is that something, how did that all develop?
Well, it started in second grade. I like to tell people we had a career day event and I set up a library, and I have grown up in the libraries and I always wanted to be one. But for some reason, when I started working and volunteering, I got involved with children and I loved working with them so much that I got convinced to be a teacher. And so I taught kindergarten in Stafford for 9 years before I finally got my master's and came back to the library. But I'm still been working, and I was a teen specialist first with Salem Church for 9 years before I got this position. So, sorry, 8 years. So I've just enjoyed working with youth.
When you were growing up, were you around books a lot? And did your parents encourage you to read and that kind of thing?
Absolutely. We actually didn't have a TV for a number of years. It was my mother's insistence that we just not have too much of that. So we didn't have it until I was probably maybe in second or third grade. And we were in a really small town. I was able to walk to my local library.
Yeah.
So I would walk there all summer and whenever I could just to get books. My dad was on the library board. So we were really involved, from childhood. So it starts young.
Interesting. It's always interesting to hear stories, and every time people who are involved in libraries talk about how it started early, with their parents, and that just shows all of us that you want to do that.
Right, the importance of starting early with our kids.
Alicia, what's your story?
So I have always loved libraries, actually. When I was a kid growing up in the Fredericksburg area, my grandmother would take me to the Fredericksburg branch. It was headquarters then.
Yeah.
And I participated in the summer reading program. I absolutely loved it. It was the favorite place for us to go. We would go and visit the library sometimes a couple times a day. We would go home, read the books, come back, check out more books, take them home, bring them back. I'd get my stamps at the desk for my reading. And it was just wonderful. So, as I was growing up, I just always loved books, and it was always the place to be. So I am back at the Fredericksburg branch, which is really awesome.
That's got to be something.
Yes,
Having been there and growing up in this area and going there as a child,
yes,
to now be working there.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. When I walk up the steps at the library to the second floor, I remember walking up as a kid with my grandma. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, in that sense, too, I'm sure as you work with kids and families and see different things and think, I did that, or that's just how my family was.
Yes, that's why I'm so excited for summer reading this year. I think that, we would always read the books together, we would spend time at the library, and it's a memorable experience, and it does start when you're a kid.
Well, let's jump into that, because summer reading starts on June the 1st, and it is a big time.
Yes,
it sure is. Yeah, last year over 9,000 people signed up. They read for thousands of minutes. They completed over 26,000 digital badges and over 4,700 missions. So the real fun part of the library summer reading for us and for our customers is the interactive part. So making an avatar, learning, doing the missions, learning new things, earning those digital badges, playing the games, doing the online reviews. There's so many interactive components.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so portable, because you can just, add in your reading minutes on your mobile device, that it can really, it takes you everywhere, and it also, you can do it anywhere.
Yep. You earn points for every book that you read. We also have missions for adults as well. So we have, you can earn points that can be exchanged for raffle tickets for themed book bags, find free coupons, always love those. And some of our missions include arts and crafts, book groups. We even have explore all of our regional locations in Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, and Westmoreland missions. So,
the fact that it's not just kids anymore, yeah. And for a number of years now, it's included adults, so the whole family can do it. And so I think that's always good, because it's not as though parents are saying, you know, you will read this summer, and then while the parent goes and watches TV, it's mm-hmm. something you can all do.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And even the teens put in an extraordinary amount of numbers. And it really is based on reading minutes for the children and the teens. So it doesn't matter if you're a slow reader or a fast reader. It's the number of hours, the number of minutes that you put in, and those minutes earn you incremental prizes.
Yeah, and even audiobooks. I've had parents come up to the desk and they want to read an audiobook with their kids. And yeah. So the parent can earn the points for the book, and the kid can earn the points for the minutes, and everybody's together. So
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Talk about the importance of summer reading, because it's so easy when school's about to get out, school gets out, and you just think, oh, we did that. And you just don't want the summer to get by, though, if your kid's just putting it all aside for a couple of months.
Exactly. And as a former teacher, September always was a time to reintroduce the children also, not just to the classroom, you know, setting, but to review and to remind them of how the some facts and things that they learned. And it was always, you know, we talk about summer slide and about the fact that you lose so much momentum and knowledge over the summer. But luckily, reading even just for fun, you're reading a comic, you're reading a manga, mm-hmm. you're reading even a magazine, just getting those words in your head actually supports your learning in all educational areas, math and science and social studies, so the kids have less of a slide, even if they're just reading for fun. And so they start the next school year without having lost any ground.
The benefits of 15 minutes a day are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've never, well, just in that's interesting, because for someone who thinks, well, you know, am I expected to read for a couple hours a day, just 15 minutes.
Yes.
Anybody can do that.
Yeah. And anything. We encourage them to read all items.
Right. And where there's no, you know, we have recommended reading lists of titles that we suggest. Mm-hmm. The beauty of this is that it's whatever the children want. And they really, really respond to that. We've already had, last night I was at the public help desk, and I had a family come in, and they saw we had a little sign saying, don't, you know, summer reading's coming, it's next Friday. And the kids were so excited. Like, we've already been planning and excited about it. And I said, well, what is your favorite part about summer reading? And the older one said, well, I like getting the prizes. And the younger one said, I just like reading the books. So, you know, we're instilling a love of reading that's also going to help them through their educational careers and their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because whether it's kids or adults, I mean, anybody who reads, it does improve your vocabulary, because all of a sudden you're confronted, or you see a word in a sentence, and or after you see it there, you might hear it, and you know what it is. So there are benefits whether it's the children, teens, or adults in this
exactly.
whole program.
Yeah, and we have some fun events coming up as well. To kick off the summer, we have Super Summer Smash, which is for the teens. It's at the Fredericksburg branch on Saturday, June 16th, and at the Porter branch on Friday, June 22nd. So the library is close to everyone. Is after-hours event for teens only, and that's grades 6 through 12. So they win prizes, they can take selfies, they can make something neat, play video games, watch a new movie, pizza, and snacks. And then, of course, we encourage them to sign up for summer reading. So it's a special event for the teens. And our kickoff for the children is a Grower Reader special. So it's during one of our regular Grower Reader classes. And that's just a regular story, songs, and activities. It's geared toward children ages 2 to 5 with their caregivers, but it's a special theme, you know, around the Reading Takes You Everywhere theme, mm-hmm. and also it has special activities that are outside the normal Grower Reader class to kind of get, you know, younger families and younger children excited about summer reading.
LibraryPoint.org is the website for the library that has all kinds of information about summer reading. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk a little bit more about summer reading and then move into some other topics this morning. Alicia Barnes and Christine Carlson from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schuch.
We are talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning, and of course, we're starting off with summer reading. Alicia Barnes from the Fredericksburg branch here, along with Christine Carlson from the Salem Church branch of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library here this morning. The summer reading starts next Friday, June 1st.
Exactly, June 1st. Yep.
And so that's when I guess you can sign up online, or how do you sign up? What's the easiest way to do it?
If you go to our website, if you go to librarypoint.org/summer, that will take you into our summer reading information. The countdown is on, so when you click on the summer reading information, it will take you to a website and it will show you the countdown. As of June 1st, it will open up and you'll be able to log in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you create like I said before, your online avatar and you start logging your minutes.
Mm-hmm. And then again, this is for kids and for adults, and everybody can win prizes. I read some last summer, not nearly enough, and wanting to win because there was an iPad.
Exactly.
At the end of that was the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Mm-hmm. But I mean there are prizes and raffles and all kinds of things.
Exactly.
You make this isn't just read and we'll pat you on the head.
Right. So as the children go, they get reading prizes based on their reading minutes every 150 or 300 minutes or so. And so for the teens, that also includes movie passes, free movie passes to local theaters, and of course books as well. The kids are always really excited to get a free book to keep for their very own.
Yeah. And adults, we have Nook tablet, we have an iPad that we're raffling off, we have movie tickets, themed book bags. Our book bags include book sale coupons and find free tickets, and a couple of our book bags that we will have. We have a mystery bag, we have a romance bag, we have cookbooks and nonfiction.
And the great part is that, you know, when children reach the 2,000 minutes, that's kind of the end of the standard leveled prizes, but they can continue to read and put those minutes towards raffle tickets for those larger prizes.
Yeah.
And that's an incentive to keep going.
Well, and whether you're a kid or an adult, I know a few years ago, my wife won some movie tickets and was just so excited.
Yes.
It's fun to do this, and summer reading is just really one of the fun things that the library does.
Yeah, I call it our Christmas season. It is the busiest season for us, and we love it.
Yeah. And it's fun to see all families, just everyone coming in, stacks and stacks of books, carrying them out. They have to have a bag, multiple bags. It's great.
Yes. So, Alicia, since you grew up here and you grew up with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library, did you do summer reading? You had to have done.
Absolutely.
You did.
Every year, actually, one year I think I read something like, my grandmother would know the exact number, but somewhere in the 1,000 books. I mean, I was very young, so there were picture books, so that might be a little bit of cheating, but we read tons of books.
Well, that's a great memory to have in the summers, because I can remember when I grew up, and doing summer reading, and when I was growing up, we would have this, you'd make a little tree, and then you would write every book you read, you would make it into a leaf on the tree. Those are kind of summer memories. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have that.
Yeah. Right. Even in my really small town of less than 3,000 people, we had summer reading at the library, and you would have, you know, some way of recording the titles that you were reading, and I always challenged myself to read more than the year before, and that really encouraged me to read more.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is the At Your Library magazine that's out there has all kinds of great information on this, and you look at all the things going on and the way it's presented. I know, I'm sure you all look at this every year and make plans and try to, you know, come up with new ideas all the time.
Yeah, and we do. And we have some returning special sessions that are really fun. The Wildlife Center of Virginia comes to every branch this year. They're doing snakes galore, and that's a sign-up program in July. And then we also have Wild West, the Mystery of the Golden Piano, which is presented by the Science Tellers. So they're a group that comes also to each branch. It's a sign-up program. The theme this year, of course, is the Wild West, runaway trains, escapes from abandoned mines, and a mysterious Curious Piano, and it's a combination of storytelling and science. So the presenter starts this amazing storytelling and then stops and does an science experiment related to the story, invites participants up from the audience, and they get to get messy or be silly, and it's one of our most popular programs, so we're really excited, and the sign-up for that has already begun.
So again, summer reading June 1st through August 31st. Go to librarypoint.org and get started. And we'll talk about summer reading again before we get out of here. But I know that is such a big thing. Like you said, it's Christmas at the library. Mm-hmm. as we get into that. Moving on to a couple of other things. Music on the Steps is about ready to get going. That is going to get going in another week or so.
Yes. So every Monday in the summer, June, July, and August, except for July 2nd, we will have a performer from 7 to 8 p.m. on the steps of the Fredericksburg branch of the library. So we have a great lineup this year. We have Gay Abadola. We'll have the Dixie Power Trio, Lori Rose Griffith, and Peter Mealy. We'll have Acoustic Onion, LB Brass, a ton of local artists that will be coming in over this summer.
It is a 33rd annual.
Yes.
And on the nights that are just perfect, on the perfect weather nights,
yeah,
it is just really the place. It's an hour, but everybody's packed around the library. Mm-hmm. It's really a great setting.
Yeah, it's an exciting lineup too. I'm really excited to attend some of these.
Yeah.
So these are all free, and some people sit across the street and watch it. Others are right up close. Kids can get up close and dance, and music on the steps. Again, it's free in a great way. Another great memory thing to take your kids to.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And it's so nice to be able to have one of those events that is 33 years running, annual event. It's just a great thing to be a part of.
Again, all the information on all of these events, librarypoint.org, also the website, the Facebook page, the library Facebook page, is great fun and is always up to date. Tell me about the Virginia Women in History exhibit, because that's later in the summer, isn't it?
Actually, it's going on right now.
Oh, it is.
We have the Virginia Women in History exhibit panels set up at the library.
Okay.
This is an exhibit that comes from the Library of Virginia. It recognizes 8 notable women through Virginia history. Of course, our own Gay Abadola will be a spotlight. She is has been noticed for her contributions in education, civil rights, and music. She's a Fredericksburg resident. She's just a phenomenal person, and she's actually part of our Music on the Steps as well. So you can come in on June 4th, watch her perform, come in and see the exhibit, and really enjoy that exhibit that we have.
These exhibits, something like this, or even you've always got there are a number of exhibits that come through the library during the course of a year.
Mm-hmm.
Are really, I know a couple of years ago you had one, I think it was on World War I, that
mm-hmm.
was very informational, and I'm sure these are great exhibits just to learn a little bit about this community or, you know, the broader base community.
Yes, and we have Barbara Kingsolver is one of the Virginia women this year as well. She's a novelist and a writer. She's part of that. We also have another exhibit coming up this summer, which is kind of fun, Teetotalers and Moonshiners. That's a partnership with the Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control, as well as the National Alcohol Beverage Control Association, Virginia Distillers, and the Library of Virginia. So that will run in from June 11th to July 22nd at the Howell Branch of the library.
Okay. And for those who haven't been keeping up, the Howell Branch is the renamed...
Mm-hmm. The renamed England Run Branch.
Yeah.
So it was the England Run Branch, and we switched over to the Howell Branch. The name switched.
So a couple of exhibits. And again, when you see those things, or even if you just happen to run into them, if you're at the library sometime, just... take a little time and hang out with it, because they are always very well done, and and something that you can learn from. One of the things, talk about how easy it is to get a library card, because a library card opens you up to a lot of things, and They're really easy to get.
Yeah, actually, we just signed up several kids last night. We have people come in all the time who have either never been to the library or they're library users, but their children don't have cards. So we always encourage them to have a card. When I go out to speak to the schools about summer reading to promote all the special events and talk about Summer Slide, I always, you know, we talk about how, you know, what library cards cost, which is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And when can you get them? And the kids, they start out saying maybe 18, and I remind them, well, they might have a card, so they're thinking 8. They think maybe you have to be 3. And so then I, you know, rock a baby in my arms, pretend, and tell them, you know, as soon as you're born, you could get a card, except your parents are a little too tired. So I said, you know, as soon as your parents are ready to start reading to you, which should be from birth, but as soon as they're rested, to come in and get you a card. A lot of, we do a kindergarten library card campaign where mm-hmm. we encourage people to get their kindergartner's library cards and start them on that wonderful journey. The great thing about the card is that it lets you access all kinds of other great resources. Our lynda.com, which allows you to do online learning.
Yep.
Our Mango Languages, where you can learn a new language.
Canopy has documentaries on there. So we have, when you get a library card, it's not just access to books, it's access to all of our wonderful resources.
Now, so Canopy, that's the videos, isn't
it? Yes, mm-hmm. Streaming videos. You can do it from your computer at home. It's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just added Canopy for kids, so now there are shows for children as
okay.
well. So it's really fun.
Well, I have thought lynda.com is a great resource.
Yeah.
Those videos, I mean, there is a video on, I think, anything.
Just about. Yeah, we were talking about a child was interested in coding, and I said, well, we should check lynda.com.
Yeah.
And even though it's geared towards adults,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are resources on there. I was doing one on mentoring earlier this year and really enjoyed it. And there's high-quality professionals doing the courses.
And by having your library card without your... Because I've talked to people and heard of people who've talked about doing lynda.com and how, you know, they've talked about, I'd like to do more, but, you know, sometimes they can get kind of pricey, and if you got your library card, there's no cost.
Absolutely free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can sign up for your library card online. You may not even have to come into our branch. If you're one of those tired moms, but you have your computer in front of you at 2:00 in the morning, you can go to librarypoint.org, put in your information, and we can send you a library card.
Yeah. And if you've lost it, you just come in and tell us, and we get you a new one.
Yeah. Okay. Christine Carlson, Alicia Barnes here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Alicia's from the City Branch, the Downtown Fredericksburg Branch Library. And Christine is out at Salem Church. We have much more to talk about this morning. We're going to talk about the Great American Read, Sensory Times, Summer Lunches, and more. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFEA, it is now 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFEA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schuh.
We are talking Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning and all the fun stuff coming up. Before we get out of here this morning, we again will talk about summer reading, since that is really, really the big thing. Alicia Barnes is here, and Christine Carlson here from the library. The Great American Read, I have heard it. I've heard murmurings about it around town. What's the story about the Great American Read?
The Great American Read is a PBS series. It's an 8-part series. It began on May 22nd, and it's hosted by Meredith Rivera. And it's America's best loved reads. They voted for 100 different favorites, and people are just voting now to pick the Great American Read.
Right, and the voting is really exciting because it's not like a presidential election. You can actually vote every day.
Yes.
Okay.
Once a day, and you can vote for as many titles as you like.
Yeah.
So if you have a super favorite, you can vote for that one every day and hope that it makes it. What's special about this series is that it really explores and celebrates the power of reading and the love of the people have for their favorite novels. This may not be the most literary, you know, pedestal of a novel that wins, but one that really speaks to the American heart. And what I like about it also is that people who have already heard about it and are coming in who are not avid readers. I've had customers come in who don't regularly check out items, and they come in with this list of 100 books, which we have all of them in print, ebook, and also e-audio. You can come in and you can challenge yourself to read the ones you haven't read, and so you can make your best informed decision.
So what are some of the books on the list?
So we have Looking for Alaska by John Green, Lord of the Rings by Tolkien, Game of Thrones, and we have some children's novels. We have Little Women and Charlotte's Web. Mm-hmm. It's quite the gamut.
Yeah. The Color Purple, Tom Sawyer. There's just a ton. You'll have to go check out the list. If you go to our website and you type in librarypoint.org/great-american-read, there are links there that you can access the whole list and take the quiz to see how many you've read.
Yeah, and we actually have one of our summer reading missions is the Great American Read, so it encourages you to learn about it and learn more.
So to put you on the spot, to how many of the 100 did you guys know?
I actually read 23, and I feel like that's a small number for a librarian.
And I think my score was 47 out of the 100. But as I was saying earlier, several of them are teen and children's novels. So having read widely in that area, I think I have a leg up. But it's not as so much a challenge as an invitation to explore novels that you might not, you know, be aware of. The opening series on Tuesday night was really fascinating. George R.R. Martin, the author of Game of Thrones, talked about his favorite, and his book is on the list, but his favorite wasn't his own. It was actually The Lord of the Rings. He talked about the impact of Tolkien's novel as a child on his own growth, his own writing, his own interest in fantasy. So, you know, that was his favorite. So different authors and celebrities and also just common people are talking about the impact that these books have had on them.
So of the list of the 100, was your all-time favorite book, either one of you, you know, a book that's really one of your favorites on the list?
I believe so. I'm trying to think. Now that my brain is kind of going, but Christine, were there any of yours?
There were several. I mean, I love Jane Eyre. I love Charlotte's Web. There's other ones that Looking for Alaska is great.
Yeah.
But I have to say, I can't pick a favorite, a number one of all, because every book has spoken to me at different points in my life, so I have a connection to the certain ones that I've read at different points. As a child, Charlotte's Web.
I was
going to
say, Charlotte's Web and Stuart Little for me were just two books that just I just wanted to read over and over.
And you connect to them differently. So I read other books now that have had different impacts on me.
I thought on the PBS series where they highlighted Charlotte's Web, they had a group of kids on there explaining how it impacted their life and kind of how they were interested in it and what they learned from the book. And I thought that was really nice as well.
Yeah. And we have some really strong adult novels, but you know, we also have Harry Potter, which is wildly popular and has spoken to a lot of people. One teen was talking about how when she read it, she said, wow, like Hermione is like my twin sister, my alter ego. She really felt like she was represented in those books.
Boy, in the Harry Potter series, I remember when, especially the one summer when one of them came out, because I can remember being at at the pool we belonged to, and just having kids, instead of being in the pool, sitting there with this huge Harry Potter book, so many kids, I think, got into that.
They're really a gateway to reading, to reading more. And I mean, it's fabulous that there are movies made off of so many of these books, because the movies then draw in more readers than ever. So movies are really great for us as well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad in a way, because I remember reading Charlotte's Web, and then when the movie came out later, the movie was really nice too. But I'm glad I got to read it.
Yeah.
First.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's very few movies that I think that are better than the book.
Yeah.
They really just can't encapsulate all the things that a book has to say.
Yeah. It's nice to do the comparison, too, to read the book and then watch the movie, see the differences, and really see how the director interpreted the book.
Yeah.
Right? It's another form of storytelling.
Yeah. So the great. So is there an end date for the Great American Read, or how does this?
Sure is. Yeah, Thursday, October 18th.
Okay.
Is the last day. So you can currently vote on site, or you can post your book title with the hashtag Great American Read on Facebook or Twitter, and that can be a vote. And then starting September 11th, you can actually call and SMS your voting. So those are multiple ways to do it.
Okay. Okay. Great American Read. But I'm sure that that's something you guys are pretty excited about.
Sure,
because
are.
It does give a lot of people, and I'll be interested. I've not seen the list. I would like to see the list because you can either see how good or poorly you've done. And, you know, if you have done poorly, you know, pick a few titles and start reading.
And it's not really a judgment because it was a survey of, I think, about 7,000 people. Mm-hmm. And they had a really wide variety of people participating in the survey that selected that 100. But there are thousands of other amazing novels. And so if you've read everything on the list or you're not interested in all the titles on the list, come see your librarian for suggestions.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So here's a personal question. The two of you, do you prefer reading having the book, or do you like a Kindle or a Nook or something like that?
That's a great question. So I think for different things, different reads, I do different media. So when I'm listening to a book, I like to listen to it on my phone. You can, if you use our app Libby, you can listen to a book directly in your car. But if I'm reading a book, a fun mystery, then I like to have the book in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, and it really depends as well for me. I love audiobooks, and we have them in the car, and even my children will enjoy audiobooks together. It's a great way for them to hear new words, the pronunciation. We can talk about. They understand stories. Even my younger 3-year-old can understand an older chapter book because she's listening to it. And we can talk about it as we're driving. I love audiobooks just for the readers, that they have a really great reader. I do a lot of computer work during the day, so in the evenings I really prefer print because my eyes are pretty tired.
Yeah.
But when I travel, I love having the books on the OverDrive app on my phone. Yeah. I can get, you know, waiting at a doctor's appointment, you can just read and always have a book with you.
Yeah.
And if you're going on vacation this summer, you can bring your device with you, and you don't have to carry your big stack like I used to do. I can bring my iPad and use that Libby app.
Right, and if you run out while you're traveling, you can just download something new.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. No. The audiobooks. I know for commuters and as you both have described, it just has really taken off.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a lot of commuters who come into Salem Church specifically for audiobooks.
Yeah.
And so now that we have our e-audio and our e-book collection is really skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
On to a couple of other things before we need to take a break. A sensory time. Is that, I don't ever recall hearing about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's brand new. It's just starting on June 7th. It will be on the first Thursday of every month at the Howell Branch. It runs from 10 to 10:30. So it's presented at the preschool level of development.
Okay.
It has the same early literacy elements as all the classes in our Grow a Reader initiative. So it has songs, stories, and activities that allow children to develop the skills and practices they need to get ready to read. Well, whereas most of our Grow a Readers have a certain age range that it's designed for, and this is presented at a preschool level of development, all ages of children will be encouraged to come with their caregiver. This is designed for children with autism and other special needs. While they're always been welcome and are, you know, encouraged to come to our regular Grow a Reader classes, sometimes the traditional classes can be a little loud, the lights can be a little too bright, the classes can be a little bit large, and it can be a little bit overwhelming. So in the sensory time classes, we have a quieter environment, the lights are lowered, there's fewer distractions. We have a smaller class size. So we have a sign up for that. You can call or stop by the Howell Branch to do that so that we can keep track of, you know, how large the classes might be and do we need to make a second one so they won't be so large. So the benefits of this is that they will have be able to incorporate some special teaching strategies, such as repetition, so doing some of the same songs and stories. They'll have a visual schedule on the board, so children with autism often need to know what is coming next.
Okay.
So they'll see a picture that represents what is going to happen next in the class.
Yeah.
They'll present the stories in an adaptive way to better meet the learning styles of those children. And what's also special is, well, currently we'll have the same two librarians presenting each time, so that they'll be a familiar face, and they'll really get to know the kids as we always get to know them as individuals, but it will be a special a special aim to get to know them.
Wow, you have really covered a lot of things that the families that deal with this would be important and important to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that is at the Howell Branch, first Thursdays, 10 to 10:30, and you can sign up at the Howell Branch?
Yes, correct. Or you can call.
That's where you do it. The other thing, we'll do that when we come back. We'll do that. We can do that real quick, and then when we come back, we'll end with summer reading. Summer lunches is about, and Christine, that's where I first met you.
Right, absolutely, and that was one of our really busy, we were really busy all summer. So summer lunches at the Salem Church Branch are in partner with the Fredericksburg Food Bank. It's called Kids on the Go. It's Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 11:30 to 1. The other branches also, Fredericksburg Branch, Salem Church Branch, and the Howell Branch also have the Kids on the Go or a summer lunch event.
Yeah.
Fredericksburg City Public Schools Mobile Cafe supports the Fredericksburg Branch. And the Heartwood Center provides lunches to children who qualify for a free and reduced lunch at school. And that's in partnership with the Heartwood Center, and that's at the Howell Branch. At Salem Church, it has grown. We've done it for 3 years now.
I've seen it, and there are a lot of families.
Yes.
Come.
It is a really big event. We served almost 3,000 lunches last year. That is 1,000 more than the summer before. Out of all the food banks, Kids on the Go programs in Caroline, Spotsylvania, and Stafford, Salem Church Branch served 47% of the total lunches. What's fabulous about the program is that there at Salem Church is that you don't have to show any kind of documentation. There's nothing you have to show. You just show up.
Yeah.
So for free lunch for kids 18 and under, it's a nutritious lunch. It exposes the kids to some healthier options, and there's no stigma. You just walk in and you just eat. Also, the beneficial part for the library is that we also get to do some educational programming. So after they're done eating, they go hear a guest reader, which could be a school librarian or a principal.
Yeah.
We have CYT, Christian Youth Theater, that comes. We'll have the Chancellor High School Marching Band that will come, like maybe do a petting zoo. They did that last year at least. And then we have educational activities around nutrition and health. And they always, always stay to linger and do that. So they will come and they will stay the whole time.
Yeah, no, it is a terrific program, and like you say, I mean, I've seen it over a couple of years at Salem Church, and families come. You do you look at them and you think, eventually they're going to probably get into the library, and that's always good.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So they start out having lunch, and then they have the activities, and then maybe they'll go get a card, or they'll sign up for summer reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fabulous event also for our teen volunteers. We had over 600 volunteer hours last year, and the teens provide a vast majority of that. They set up the room, they clean up the room, they assist with the activities during. We really couldn't do it without them.
Christine Carlson is here. She's from the Salem Church Branch. Alicia Barnes is here. She is from the Fredericksburg Branch, from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. LibraryPoint.org is the website. Also, there is a terrific Facebook page that will keep you up to date on all the library happenings and a magazine that you may see around town. It's free. Pick it up. It'll tell you all that's going on during that quarter at the library. We'll wrap this up. We'll talk again. We'll talk again about summer reading and a few other things before we get out of here on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about all the good stuff going on this summer at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library with Alicia Barnes and Christine Carlson with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. We were talking about the summer feeding program, and Christine, that starts... When?
June 20th at the Salem Church Branch.
Okay.
But there is a giant kickoff on Monday, June 18th from 11 to 1. They'll be giving out free food to everybody. Usually, I think last year it was grilling hot dogs and other snacks.
Yeah.
And they have prizes that you can win and just giving away. And it's a great big party, and hopefully we'll have some live music. At the Fredericksburg Branch, their summer lunch program starts on June 25th. And the Howell Branch, it starts on June 23rd. And, of course, most of these are going to wrap up a little bit earlier because of the earlier start to school. So we will end on August 9th for Salem Church.
Okay. Anyway, that's the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank has information on that. Go to the library websites and Facebook page. That will have all information on summer feeding. But like Christine said, it's a great program, and you don't have to. You can just walk right in and have a great time with that. DMV Connect, I know they stop all over the place.
Yes.
And I didn't realize they were stopping at the library.
Yeah, so DMV Connect, it is through the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. The department brings out different items from their location, and you're able to stop by the library and do things like renew your ID or your license or learner's permit. You can take care of your titles, your vehicle registrations, do transfers and plate returns. This is really great for those of us who are struggling to get out to the location, the DMV permanent location. So we have that going on at the Salem Church branch on Friday, June 1st from 10 to 3. The Fredericksburg branch, July 5th from 10 to 3. And the Snow branch, which is kind of far out there. It does take quite a while to get to the regular DMV branch. So it's great that we have it at the Snow branch.
Yeah.
That will be July 27th, 10 to 3.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good stuff there. Before we get out of here, a couple other quick things. Christine, I think you mentioned a few minutes ago about Mango Languages. What is that?
Yeah, so that is you access with your library card, and those are courses that you can explore more than 60 practical and exotic languages, including Icelandic, Japanese, French, Spanish, and Pirate. So they are a course, and you sign up, and you progress at your own pace for children, teens, and adults. It's great fun, and you get to learn how to pronounce and speak the language. We have other language learning resources, but Mango is definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, and there's a Mango app. It's awesome. You can have it on your smartphone.
I want to learn Pirate and Icelandic.
Yes.
Just because.
Right.
Before, just in the last couple of minutes that we got here, Alicia, the summer reading is June 1st.
Yes, June 1st. The countdown is on. You can sign up on our website, or you can come into the library. Make sure to do that.
Great. And you take it with you. It's the best part. So if you're not going to be around town, take it with you and log your minutes on your tablet.
And Christy, you talked about being a teacher. I'm sure as a teacher, and I've heard this, of where teachers can tell right away when kids come back in the fall who's been reading and who hasn't.
Absolutely. Your children have worked really hard this year, and they've absorbed a lot of information, and they're smarter, and you want them to retain that and be ready for the next school year. It's nervous enough starting a new school year with a new teacher or even progressing to middle or high school, so why not have that confidence that you've learned what you need to know and you haven't lost it. And then you've also had fun, because it is fun and relaxing to read.
Mm-hmm. LibraryPoint.org will get you all the information you need about the library. Well, Alicia Barnes, with the if you want to see her and get information from her, at the Research Department Head at the Fredericksburg Branch. Christine Carlson's the Youth Services Department Head at Salem Church. Thank you both for coming in. You got to come back soon.
Thank you very much.
This was good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah.
Again, LibraryPoint.org to get all what you need to know about summer reading. That is it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.